Jennifer Lee, Plainfield, Massachusetts. Really appreciated Jennifer Brody, PhD, her comments concerning our national tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. My question is, what role do the psych meds play in all these school shootings? I think we need an independent assessment, not done by anyone with a connection to the pharmaceutical industry, but a real independent study of what role the psych meds play with these kids that go ballistic. Do they play any role? That's one more thing we need to look at besides looking at all these other issues. Thank you.
Bob Cohen, Cambridge, New York. Yes, I'm listening to a program. I think it's PR. It might be Marketplace. They're trying to draw analogies between the fiscal cliff, quote unquote, and Japan, and how the United States could fall into the same booby trap that Japan did. The only difference between Japan and the United States is about a million square miles of natural resources. Japan is this tiny island that doesn't have anything, has to import everything. Maybe the fiscal cliff will be a good thing for the United States, so we would put American workers back to work in American factories, and we wouldn't have to be, you know, bringing in everything from China in the effort to reduce our labor costs to zilch. It might be a good thing, but we're not Japan.
Dr. Alan Cutler, one of those rare conservatives who actually went to an Ivy League college and is a dentist. And I'm smart enough to realize that you can choose the articles that you want to talk about, and your agenda has to do with gay marriage, green. If a military person does something, let's talk about it. If a police person does something bad, let's announce it. So the things that you look for are things that are on your agenda, and it's very obvious. You may deny it, but it's very obvious. You have the right to do it. But it is public radio, and I would think that it should be 50-50. It's not, and it's obvious.
John R. Brillon, Jr., Kingston, New York. So good to hear the kind, caring, wonderfully intelligent voice of Ray Grath this morning. Nothing against Joe Donahue, but I like Ray, too. So happy New Year to all at WAMC and the whole crew, nothing but the crew, and forever the crew, and let us all rock on into 2013. Yeah!